And it is time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time. To give us some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right on the morning munch. And joining us this week, Pastor Bill Herzog from Vineyard Church of Toledo. Pastor, how are you?
Good.
And we're glad to have you in. And I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share God's laid on your heart.
The early part of the pandemic, when we had like 2 weeks to flatten the curve, I fell in love with just sitting and reading the Bible. Now, that may sound strange for a pastor to say, but in Genesis 3:15, there's this pronouncement that God makes that actually points to the Easter week, points to the cross. And if you're familiar with Genesis, by the third chapter of Genesis, man and woman has messed it up. God shows up, and then he says this. He says, I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. So he's pointing to this. We don't understand what it is at this point, but you know, here we have like three pages into the book, and there's trouble. There's a fall. And then, you know, God looks. Now, I think, you know, we believe that he had this already in his sight, but he began to take this long, long look at what had to happen. So we begin to see that story. I remember watching a movie years ago. I think it was something about a sharpshooter, and, you know, he shot somebody, you know, I don't know, half a mile away, a mile away, and all the things that had to fall in place had to happen, and, you know, him being able to figure how he had to aim up, the wind and that, and, you know, this is how God did this. I've been fascinated that for thousands of years, he's focusing on this target, but that also means, I think, that Satan is looking at it. When is this going to happen? So we see Cain kills Abel. You know, does, you know, the enemy think, okay, I think I've taken care of the problem, but we see he didn't. Then we just see the story go on. We see Pharaoh killing Hebrew children. Closer to the end of the story, or the beginning of the end of the story, Herod kills children in a certain area. And so, you know, kind of think, you know, is Satan thinking, okay, I think I've got it, and it just keeps moving on. And the other thing I figured out is, after reading the Old Testament, every time I read, like into Matthew or Luke, there's a certain portion that you just skip, you know, the genealogies. Like, you know, that's not exciting. Unless you begin to put the pieces together. Unless you've read the story and you, like, I remember that person, I remember this person. And there's a seed moving along that God is maneuvering, God is pushing, God is, you know, moving pieces side by side. You know, he calls Abraham. Abraham's an old guy already. He's moving him around. He promises that he's going to be a blessing to the nations. He's like, I don't even have a kid. He tries to help. That didn't work well. But Abraham moved in faith. Eventually, Isaac is born, and it just keeps moving along. So each birth, each opportunity, we get to know, like, the world is awful, and, you know, God's ready to take care of it all again. And he says, well, I got one guy and his family we can do this with. And so it just keeps moving along. We see it in the Israel kings. He said, I would promise to have one of David's sons on the throne. Between the end of the old and the beginning and the new, it's supposedly like 400 some years with nothing from God. There's books written, but they don't. We wouldn't canonize them. They're not really seen as part of the scripture. So there's a period, and, you know, I think at this point, you know, the enemy thing, maybe, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, as we see the beginning, like in the book of Mark, it's like, this is the story of the good news. Galatians, Paul wrote this: the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, many people, but to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. So I just wanted to drop that out there today. I love the story. I love, you know, how the people failed, they succeeded, and how God kept moving the seed forward. So when I read the genealogies now, I'm looking and thinking, yes, there it is. You know, oh, that one, that was a close call. Or sometimes you look like, how did that person get in the you know, the story? But it's just that story of God and how he keeps moving things along. So as we're in this work looking towards the death, burial, and resurrection, this story took a long time. this story took patience and maneuvering on God's part. And for us, it's about us receiving the story. And that one seed, that seed that God mentioned way over here in Genesis, was Jesus, according to Paul. So, you know, enjoy the story. Look at the whole book. It's fascinating. The more you read it, the more amazed you are with them. So, yeah, I'll leave you with that.
That's a good word for us. Pastor, would you go and pray for our listeners?
Father, as we go through this week right now, let's just say going through this week, there are many people look towards Easter Sunday. They're either going to be angry by it or they're going to go out in monies and things, but we're looking towards this. I pray that your church stands up, is renewed and refreshed and grabs the truth of the story, that from the beginning of time, you had this plan and only you could pull it off. Only you could make this happen. And we're recipients of it. We're part of the story. And I love your story. So I personally say thank you for bringing me and bringing our friends into this story and remind each and every one of us, this is a great story in your name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Bill Herzog, Vineyard Church of Toledo. And Pastor, tell us about Vineyard Church.
We meet on Sundays.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at Rust Belt Coffee on 119 North Ontario, Rust Belt Coffee. But we love it there. It's a unique place for us to be. We've been in a number of places in Toledo, but that's what we do. We love it being down there. That's our big thing. That's what we love to do. We love worship, and we love being a part of the church in Toledo. Every week we try to pray for the whole church. Every week we try to honor the whole church because we're blessed in the city with some great, great leaders, pastors, and churches. We're just glad to be a part of that.
And if folks want to find out more information about Vineyard?
VineyardToledo.org. And there's all kinds of information on there, and you can look at it. And that would be the best place. We've stripped down to where we don't really have an office, our phone or whatever. So you got to use the old interweb and find us.
the old internets. Hey, Pastor, thanks so much for being in with us. We appreciate it, Bill.